Welcome back to Tackling the College Life with Mal
and Katie.
Hope you guys are having a great break. If you are on break,
you should be.
Oh my gosh. Winter break is where you relax. It's kind of weird because sometimes you'll be doing nothing and you feel like you should be doing something, but no, you should be doing nothing. Like
you should be keeping your brain not busy.
Right.
Letting yourself get a break.
Let's touch on Christmas and New Year's and Hanukkah and all the above.
This
is a really fun time. At the end of this episode, we're going to touch a little bit on our New Year's resolutions for 2023 and what we kind of think of the new year. We've done a whole episode about Christmas a while back, mm-hmm. and we go in depth into like traditions, yep. and all that stuff. So if you want to go and look at that, it's in there. So
they stay the same. They're traditions.
They really are.
So recent updates, I sprained my ankle. I also had to get like this procedure done on my other foot and got my toenail removed.
Yes.
Doesn't that sound awful, guys?
That sounds so bad.
And I also got my wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah, finally.
So that was really fun. Couldn't walk for a couple days and then I couldn't really like think straight.
This was also like in a span of a week, not even. She's better now. And that's
much better.
That was definitely some karma from something. I don't know.
But I did something.
It really got you. It really got you.
Small disclaimer that we have here. A lot of the double standards that we talk about are with men versus women, but this doesn't mean that this doesn't go with other genders too. These are like the common stereotypes that we see.
Yeah. But first of all, what is a double standard?
You know, when I was actually trying to explain this, I was like, oh, this should be so easy to explain.
Right? It's actually very confusing because we did our research, you know, we wanted to come up with some double standards, but we also wanted to do ones out of the box.
But making up your own?
I constantly thought of double standards as like guy versus girl, but it's not just a gender thing.
The way that you treat someone is different from the way that you treat someone else because of one slight thing. I think the biggest double standard has got to be sleeping with other people. That one is...
That's the one everyone knows about.
Yes. If a man sleeps with so many girls, then he's like the coolest guy ever.
Yeah.
And we should idolize him.
Yeah.
But if a girl sleeps with a ton of people or just in general, then she's a slut.
She's loose. She's just disgusting.
She's tainted. Oh my God. She's no longer innocent.
Guys, I see it all the time. They say, if a girl's a virgin, that's the most attractive thing about
her. Why? Why? I literally don't understand that. Like, what makes that attractive?
It's so gross. And then they don't put themselves to the same standard. Can you tell me why? Because I don't really understand it.
I've looked this up
and they've said like, because we can make babies and we're the motherly figure, stuff like that.
But that doesn't make any sense.
That makes no sense.
That makes no sense. Like their sperm that decides the freaking gender of the baby.
I also want to talk about some double standards in the bedroom. If you're doing stuff and they're not doing stuff to you.
Oh, I hate that.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I don't give a frick.
It has to be equal. It has to be equal.
If you don't like it, that's one thing.
True.
It has to be like equal likes on each person. Like you have to be equal. I don't know.
Like no offense, but if the guy goes down on the girl, then the girl doesn't have to go down on the guy if she's not comfortable. But if she wants to, she can. And instead.
Wait, what? Is this a double standard right now?
Instead, she can do other things to please him. She doesn't have to go down on him.
Okay, but what if that was reversed? What if the guy wasn't comfortable?
Then he should be okay doing stuff to her that isn't going down on her.
Okay, yes.
But, you know, it's like, okay. If they do one thing, it doesn't automatically mean that they're going to get the same thing back.
Yes.
But they have to do other things to make up for it.
Yes, I agree. You need to spend the same amount of time on each person. If you're not comfortable with it, that's okay. But at the end of the day, like, a lot of people do like certain things, and so if they don't want to be with you because they like that, then you can't be mad about that. You can't be mad about that.
I'm just gonna say right now, the most attractive thing that a guy can do is to like want to please
you. Oh my God, like, that is the most attractive thing. You're so right on that. Like
that automatically, if they're like a 7, they go from a 7 to a 10.
They go for like a 20.
If they go for literally a 20, like,
no, literally,
you can't kick them out.
And then it makes you want to please them.
Yes.
Like, guys, take notes here. Are you writing these down? Come on.
Most people know. Let's just touch on guys versus girls getting emotional. Girls get emotional. Oh my God, they're on their period. That's just who they are. Mm. But guys, no. You're crying? What?
What's wrong with you? You're such a baby.
Literally, like, man up.
That's where it came from.
Man up.
I hate that. I do have some sort of bias towards this.
Because
I think that a guy should express their, and I would want them to express their feelings, but I don't want them to cry to me
multiple times a week.
Okay.
Because I don't really cry that much.
Okay.
And if my significant other comes to me crying 4 or 5 times a week, okay, I'm going to be like,
no, I get it. But I want you to know, I don't think this is a double standard, because I feel like guys don't want girls that cry like every week.
Okay, true.
Do you think? Like, yes, because a guy does it, it is a little bit of a turnoff, just because girls look for more
stronger, more like, yeah, put together.
But it's also a turnoff for me if they hide all of their emotions, yes, too. But true. I feel like your experience is just a unique experience that was not healthy.
It probably was.
Yeah.
It probably was. That's why if a guy cries or like comes crying to me, I definitely want, yes, but if they do it multiple times, I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I like
what that. Was he crying about?
Me leaving.
Guess what she did? Ooh. Left.
Like, let's say you're going through a tough time and your partner, he's male. Is there like a standard where if you're crying, he has to be the rock, or like, yeah, he shouldn't be the one crying? Or can you guys both be crying?
That's a good one. I think there is a double standard there.
I think there is. And it's just the truth.
Melanie wants a rock.
No, I don't want a rock.
Hey, but if you're crying, do you want him to be crying too?
It depends about what. If we're breaking up and you're like not crying and I'm torn, I'm gonna be pissed.
That is very
but
true.
But what is this example?
Context always matters. If it was something stupid.
Guys get emotional when their sports team loses.
Oh, true. Let's say their most favorite soccer team. Like Argentina versus France.
Yeah. They start crying.
If you were a supporter of France, you know, Argentina won, obviously.
Yeah.
Messi, yay. Let's say you start crying over that because they were your favorite team. Could he cry too?
I don't think he could.
I'm being honest.
He wouldn't be allowed to cry.
If my boyfriend was crying, I would be supportive, because I think a lot of people just really love sports teams. Like, that's just one thing. Like, we're talking about context here, okay?
True.
If it's something that they've just been talking about and they just been wanting them to win for like years and years and years, and they almost won but they lost.
Oh, okay.
They could be sad for a day.
That's true.
If they're sad all week, I'm gonna be like, boy,
start cleaning the house.
But what about like if they're having a bad like mental day and they want to cry? I feel like that they should be able to.
They should be able to cry.
We're gonna move on. This is hard.
What about a housewife versus a house husband? Or just a husband that stays at home
and the wife makes the bread? I think that's more common these days. Not more common, but more it's definitely acceptable.
Yes.
Back then it was not. I think it's also about who everyone is, you know,
and like what
and
the
what
other
they
person
want.
Wants.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I grew up with my dad cooking for my family, and that's kind of what I want.
Okay.
I want a guy that cooks for me.
So you're going to be the breadwinner.
I don't know about that.
So he has to be the breadwinner and the cook and the clean person.
I'm treated like a princess back there. I think it just depends on the person. Not like I shouldn't cook. It should be more equal. But if my husband was like, you know what? We make enough money. You love your job. I really want to have family time with the kids while they grow up. I'm going to be the stay-at-home dad. I'd be like, I support you, dude. But if it's a guy that just can't keep a job, or a guy that just has no motivation and doesn't want a job,
that is very different.
But it's all about the dynamic of a relationship.
For me, I definitely want it to be like 50-50, very equal, split down the line, to where we're both switching off days where we cook or clean. I like cleaning, so I'd probably want them to cook more if I'm cleaning. But I'm also down to cook.
But I would say I'm not into the guys wanting me to be a housewife and doing everything while they work and then come home and eat my food and not have to do anything. And
no,
I just take
that.
Care of the kids.
I hate that.
I don't like that.
But some people want to be a housewife.
And true.
That is funny
some
to
people
me.
Do.
That is really funny to
you
me.
You can't say it's funny though, because some people love cleaning, like you said. They love cooking and they love being a mom. This is the best life they're having. And I support them.
True. I do support them. I just don't want that for myself.
So let's get into body positivity. Dad bod versus mom bod. A lot of girls like the dad bod. They do.
Do you really people like it, or are you just accepting it? Are you accepting it because you have to?
But do people ever like want a mom bod? They never say that.
Oh,
I've never heard that.
No offense, but who wants a mom
bod? Everyone says MILFs. Oh, there are dilfs too. Facts. So many guys.
MILFs.
Say MILFs because they want you to be slim thick and they want you to...
Well, okay, the women are thick because their hips have to be bigger because they just had a baby.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Your body's different after that. But also, it's like body positivity. A lot of girls can do that. And I feel like a lot of guys, it's harder for them to be body positive because everyone thinks, oh, just go lift weights. You know, go just be healthy. You're a man.
It's not that easy.
That's so true. Say there's this guy, right? Great personality. You're 10 out of 10. Great face. Is healthy. Works out a couple times a week. Okay. You know, can cook. 10 out of 10 guy has a dad bod.
But if he works out, how does he have a dad bod?
He works out because that's just how his genetics are.
Oh, interesting.
There's a lot of people like that.
There are a lot of people like that. I'd probably take him.
I'd probably take him.
I mean, if he cooks, okay. And if he has a cute face, okay.
Cute face, cooks, personality is there, makes you laugh.
I'll snatch him up easily.
Me too.
But let's say he was a 6 out of 10. He didn't cook. His personality is kind of mid.
That's also double standard. When they're hot, but they have like no personality, it's like, oh, it's all right because they're hot.
Yeah.
But if you're not hot and have no personality,
I feel like if you tell yourself, oh, they're just really hot, like I'll just get with them because they're really hot, then I think it's fine. But if you're like, oh, they're hot, they're kind of smart, and they kind of like know how to do this, like you're just lying to yourself. Yeah. Like I did that.
Oh, I've done that.
For so many people. And I'm like, oh yeah, they're like kind of smart. Yeah. Like they know what they're talking about.
It's like, girl, you just think they're hot.
Like, yeah, literally. Whatever. And I'm like, okay, shut up. Like, you're so full of it.
Convince yourself. Yeah. I think that happens the other way too. Like, when someone's just so great, but like, you can't be attracted to them, but you're trying so hard. You're trying so hard to be attracted to them.
They're so amazing.
Yeah, like, you know, I think they're cute. Maybe it'll grow on me, you know?
Yes. Branching off the idea of like weight, if you're very fit and you work out a lot, and you could tell, like you like rip muscles and like very strong, and you eat a huge meal at a restaurant versus someone who's either overweight or doesn't seem very fit, but they're eating a huge meal. There's definitely a double standard there.
Oh, 100%.
It's really unfair, to be honest. It's really bad.
If someone is bigger and is having like a big meal, people are like, oh, he or she shouldn't be doing that, you know? Mm-hmm. But if a fit guy or a fit girl is eating a burger and
they're
fries,
encouraged. They're like, oh, eat more.
I think that's something we have to train ourselves to unlearn, because with society, we've just learned that and we've just like subconsciously think like that. Like, if you're listening to this and you get defensive, you're like, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. But if you think about it,
I've definitely done it before. In
your head, you probably have. And it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means that's how we were raised.
Society.
Right? Next time you catch yourself doing that, maybe just be like, you know what? You don't know what's going on. Like, what if they have something where it's really hard for them to lose weight, but they are eating healthy and this was one of their days that...
Oh, they can splurge a little bit.
Yeah, because they lost 20 pounds or something. Yeah. Like, and maybe they just don't want to be healthy and they want to eat.
They just want to live their life.
I mean, it doesn't matter because it's not you.
That's the thing. It doesn't affect you in any way.
I've also heard from a lot of people that they were once overweight, and once they lost weight, people treated them differently.
I hate that.
That is so bad.
Going into dating, on your first date, let's say you guys go get dinner. How much food do you order? Should you order a salad? Or do you order real food?
If this man is mad that I got a burger instead of a salad, he can leave. I don't want to see you again. If I'm eating free food, I'm not going to get a free salad.
True. Because you know he's paying.
That's a respect thing. I think all guys should pay on the first date. That's it. But if they don't, that's okay. But you're not going to get a second date from me.
That's great. I love that.
That's just how it is.
I need to do that more. What? I'm just like, oh, I'll pay for you.
Guys, I don't want you guys to think, oh my God, I have to pay. No. When I like you, I start paying for so many things. You don't even understand. That is my last relationship. I paid for so much. I drove him everywhere. So many things. And that's why I've learned that I'm not going to do that unless I know you really love me.
Yes.
And won't leave me.
Yep. That's facts.
And that's just how it is. You know, I'm going to treat you with respect, but I deserve to be treated good.
Because you are going to treat them good.
Yes, because I know what I have to offer.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not doing this so I can ghost them, you know? Like, I'm really trying to get to know them on this date.
Okay, wait. Then going off of this, what do we think about the guys bringing the girls gifts, right? Okay. Like, as you get to know them.
Like flowers.
Flowers.
Favorite candy.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, I love that.
Like, Melanie loves that. Okay, and like, obviously, I know you do the same for him.
I haven't, though, and I should, and I've actually been on myself with that because I'm like, that's so mean. Like, I just keep taking these gifts from him. And so I'm like, next time I see him, if I do see him, because I don't know yet, it's a whole long story. If I do end up seeing him, I think I'm gonna go get him his favorite stuff, because every time I would say something, like, I remember, oh yeah, you do like talkies, he'd be like, oh, you remembered? Like, yeah, I remembered. Aww. I know. I was like, oh my god.
But is there a double standard with that? He's gotten you like what, multiple things that you've gotten
with flowers?
Like flowers, yeah, fun, like cute standard. Things. He does have to pay for the first date. Like, no offense, but that's a double standard. That is a double standard. But like, the girls like it, so just do it.
But it's also like, guys like to take charge in that way.
That is true. Guys like
I tried with this particular guy. I would try and pay and he would not let me for like seven of our date, like all of our dates.
That's crazy. Much.
It was not cheap dates, let me tell you. Like, one time we went to Topgolf.
That's not cheap.
And I picked the hour instead of 30 minutes. I thought we would split it or something. And he was like, no, like, give me the check. And like, I offered to pay. Yeah. I'm not going to have them pay every single time we go on a date. No. Yeah. I don't expect that either. But the first date, I do expect it.
Double standard.
That's a double standard. Sue me. Okay. I want to get into this because, this is the perfect time to tell my story because I wanted to tell this. Okay, I went on a first date recently.
They had the best date ever. Like, when I tell you, there were sparks flying, like, she had a great time.
Oh,
conversation
so good.
Was just flowing so smoothly.
Such a great date.
And then, you know, you drive around in Christmas lights, but it comes to that point when the dates kind of come into an end.
And in my opinion, I think it's disrespectful to kiss a girl on the first date. Like, I would say a full makeout sesh. If you want to kiss her, good night. That's one thing.
True.
But this man full on grabbed my face and made out with me. And I was so confused because he told me he takes it slow. It is so funny, guys. He also knows my sister and he also knows my dad. He seems so amazing. And then he kisses me and I'm so confused. He asked me to go even further. After time of like making out, I kind of stopped it. And I could tell he was kind of embarrassed, but
he should be.
But he wasn't like mad or anything. And then at the end of the date, he was like, "Can you like not tell your sister?"
The fact that we're telling on a podcast right
do
now.
Do I give a frick? No, I told my sister right away. Actually,
yeah,
told my
dad.
It
makes
me
want to tell them even more.
Katie knew. I mean, no one knows who he is, so it's fine.
If he's listening to this, don't you ever tell a girl. Say, "Oh, you shouldn't tell this." Them.
Literally.
Can you please keep this a secret? What the heck?
I'm like, a private guy. I don't tell people my business.
Okay, red flag.
It's more of a turn on if a guy does not kiss you on the first date.
Yes.
And I will always think that.
I will always think that too. Because that means they respect you for who you are and what you're saying. Yes. And like the conversation you're bringing. You know, I've actually never been on a real date before.
Katie, you deserve to be on a date.
But I want like the full date experience. Like, I want to like, oh, pick me up here. Like,
yes,
we'll go here.
Flowers. Go there. Have fun. I think a guy needs to take you dancing, maybe when you're 21, and then you guys get ice cream afterwards. Just whoever this guy is, just give them my phone number. I'll tell him exactly what to do.
Oh my god. See, Melanie has been on so many first dates that I feel like her experiences have been very good.
Well, some of them are.
She knows what she wants.
I do.
And that's good.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we got a little off topic. When do we not, though?
That's very true. Okay, a little bit different path.
Equal pay for men and women.
It sucks. I hate it.
It is really bad.
I absolutely hate it. They're doing the same work and the women just get paid less. Definitely before there was like, oh, well, the women, they probably get distracted more. They're less alpha. It's bullshit, honestly, for 2022 and going into 2023 that we're still having this conversation that men and women don't have equal pay. But in places that are like lower income countries, the woman is still
the housemaker and they still are treated as like slaves to their male husbands, and that's just really disgusting.
Yeah. At least we're not there anymore.
We're not there anymore, so that's good. But I actually saw this thing online. It said that for more tedious tasks or asking a coworker to get them coffee, they usually go to a woman.
Do you ever think about like an independent woman who is just career focused, very successful, doesn't want a family? If a guy comes to her life, cool. If not, cool. She's very successful, very independent. And then you see a guy that is career focused, doesn't care, maybe sleeps around, very successful, independent. People will look at the woman and be like, why don't you want a family? You know?
Oh, that's so
they'll be
true.
Like, why don't you want to settle down?
You're wasting these precious years of your life.
Exactly. And if a guy is successful, it's like, you are the man, dude.
Wait, keep going. He's dripped in wealth, women hanging off his arm. He could probably have multiple wives.
But if a woman was that successful and had men hanging off her arm,
that'd be funny.
Pay for the men to go on boats and like sugar mommy and all that stuff.
That's very true.
It's a whole different story. If a guy doesn't want kids, okay. Girl doesn't want kids.
Oh, nah, clock is ticking.
Anyways, I don't know what we can do to help support equal pay, but I really hope things move forward.
It gets there, yeah. Especially for these developing countries that like still they don't have clean water, clean food, like, oh my god, human rights issues. Ugh, that's a whole nother conversation.
All right, Katie really wanted to do this one. Do gotta get a little bit of a disclaimer. This is all for fun. We are not taking it too seriously. We know the seriousness of it, but sexual harassment.
The huge double standard behind it if the person is hot. So let's say someone like Chris Evans comes up to you. He's like, wow, you look really beautiful today. I love that skirt on you. I mean, yeah. It's a compliment. Like, it's very sweet. But let's say a dude that was like older, kind of musty, a little gross. He could be homeless. You don't know his background. He comes up to you. He's like, wow, like you look so beautiful. I love that skirt on you. Okay, the girl is going to flip out. If this happened to me, Chris Evans came up to me, I'd be like, oh my god, like,
no,
take me as your wife. Like,
no, exactly.
But if, no offense, like the creepy old man came up to me and said that, I'd be like, okay, time to get into my car and drive away.
Right? What if Chris Evans groped you?
That's sexual assault. At that point, that's a no. But yeah, let's say it's just like conversational.
Okay, they're, conversational.
They're talking to you and they're just wanting to like get your number maybe.
Mm-hmm, and kind of like won't leave you alone in a way.
Yeah. But the dude's really hot.
He's really
like,
hot.
Like you could stare at him all day.
Yes.
How would you feel about that?
It's such a double standard that no one really thinks about. You know?
Yeah, no one really thinks about.
No, because you know why? It's because no one really says they were sexually harassed if the guy was hot.
Oh, so true. So true.
Like, that's not sexual harassment in their eyes. Mm. Because it's, oh, it's a hot guy complimenting me. Oh, actually, let's say you're at a frat party. This guy is kind of drunk, right? He's hot, but he's kind of drunk, and he's going up to you, and he's like, hey, little mama, like, you look so good. Like, do you want to come back to my place? And you're like, no, I'm good. Like, I have a boyfriend or something. Like, I'm good.
And he keeps on pestering. At that point, they turn disgusting to me.
That would be sexual harassment, even if they were hot, right?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Because it's disgusting. It's gross.
Like, if they don't accept no as an answer, then automatically I get turned off.
Right?
You know, and even if they have a pretty face, I'm sorry, but you didn't accept my no. Okay, you're gross.
Literally.
Like, some girls are like, oh, like they want it. You know, they want these guys to come up to them, like talk to them.
But it's also like these guys don't respect you. Like you have to remember, like in their eyes, you're just like a number.
You're just a number.
Yeah, a number.
So there's a huge double standard going on about nice guys versus bad boys. Personally, I like nice guys because I know that they will respect me.
She says that, guys. She says that. I think she wants to.
I want a nice guy, but I also want a guy that's fun. You know, I want a guy that's like in the middle. If I got a bad boy, so to speak, and like he didn't respect me and he
cheats on you.
He cheats on me, treating me like trash. I don't want that at all. But some girls might want that.
Yeah.
But
I don't really know if this is a double standard. I think it kind of is, but I think people want someone in the middle. Does anyone actually want someone who's gonna disrespect them?
Some girls are like, oh, I just want him to like treat me like I'm his inferior.
They have actual issues then.
They have daddy issues.
People want a nice guy, but they don't want a guy that gives off desperate energy.
Very true.
They don't want a guy that's gonna
beg for you.
Like, I want someone
please stay with me. Please. Oh my
God. Okay, but would you want a bad boy?
Bad boy. Someone who disrespects me.
Well, they don't. Let's say bad boy, 70%. Nice guy, 30%. They treat you little like they're inferior.
I feel like a lot of girls have a phase where they have a bad boy phase.
Very true.
But I feel like no one settles down with the bad boy.
Ah.
Bad boy is fun. You know, it's fun until you're traumatized. And you got issues. So I think you should stay away from the bad boy cycle if you do find yourself there.
Get with the
simps. Get with the
simps. They won't break your heart. You'll be the heartbreaker.
Also, can we get into simping? Why do you guys think that's a bad thing? Oh, you're such a simp. No, I'm not a simp. Take that back.
That's so true. Why is it a bad thing?
Simping is such a good thing.
For girls, oh, it's such a good thing. If they really love you and they want to be with you and they're like, oh, like, my girl, she just had a really rough day today. I'm going to spend the day with her. Or like, oh, you're such a simp. Or the other way around.
Or if a girl says you're such a simp, I'm like, yeah, I am a simp. What do you want from me?
Yeah,
there was never really girls saying you're such a simp, really, and they taking offense to that. But guys really do.
It's one of an ego thing.
Yeah. So if a guy is okay to be a simp,
I'm by myself. I'm like independent. I just really like this girl. Ooh, body hair. So if a guy has body hair, it's totally fine, and some girls actually like it. Mm-hmm. But if a girl has body hair, then it's gross, and it means that you're not
cleanly.
And
oh my God, you're not young.
No, basically that's what the guys have in mind. The more body hair you have, the less young.
Body hair is there to protect us. Especially down there.
Down there?
With both guys and girls. I'm gonna tell you right now, ladies, if you're with a guy that gets upset, literally upset, when you don't shave your legs or when you don't shave down there, that is not a man. That's a boy.
He doesn't know what he wants.
He doesn't deserve a woman. There's so many better guys out there.
There's so many
that actually do like not care.
They're like, I'll do whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever's best for you.
Yeah, whatever you want.
If the girl wants to, that's one thing. You can't expect her to.
No.
Another thing, she should be shaving her armpits, in my opinion, because she probably will smell.
Yeah, for cleanly reasons.
But we don't have time to shave our whole freaking body every week. Do you think we have time to do that? First of all, it's itchy, okay?
Because being in sustainability, so many of either my friends or the people I see on the internet that I follow are like all about this nature, you know, like just let it grow kind of thing. Let it grow. Like, why are we shaving it?
Yeah.
So I see girls on the internet with like very hairy armpits and like their leg hair grown out. They're just happy and like they don't care how they look. They have significant others and they don't care because it's like what they want to do with their own bodies is their own decision.
I love that. As long as like you don't smell, then you're good.
Yeah. I feel like you should try to stay cleanly.
I think so too. But let's say like you shower twice a day or you shower every time like you do something like workout and stuff, then you probably don't need a shave because you're like showering all the time.
Yeah.
So last one we're gonna do is texting styles.
Let's say guy puts a ton of emojis. Okay, personally I use a ton of emojis and I love it. I love using emojis.
I really just don't think this is double standard. Actually, now thinking about it.
You don't?
Because I know so many guys who do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I know guys that barely.
Are so freaking dry.
They're so dry. They don't use any emojis. And like, I'm sorry, but we need to have a fun conversation. So put some light in there. One thing I hate that guys do is they text WYD.
That's my biggest turn off for them.
Biggest ick ever.
It's like, they don't care. They're just shuffling in and out.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. They're like, probably multi-snapping multiple girls at the same time, WYD.
Are you a girl and you're actually going to tell them what you're doing?
Actually, I used to do that.
Okay, you used to do that because you were naive. After this episode, no more, guys.
I feel like if we snap a text that says WID, I feel like it's not as bad.
Oh, the guys would love that.
The guys would love that?
Yeah, they'd be like, at my crib, come chill.
Ew.
Because they would just be able to
That's disgusting.
Hook up with you.
That's facts. Because they know that you guys are on the same page.
If your crush...
WID is code name for let's chill.
Sent you WID.
Oh.
You need a new crush.
Sorry. Get rid of him. Dropped. Red flag.
Drop. All right, let's end off this episode with New Year's. I hope you guys are excited for the new year.
I love the new year because it's like clean, fresh start. What is one sentence that describes this entire year in like a wrap? Either like personal growth or something you did.
A sentence?
A sentence.
Not like three words?
Or maybe three words, yeah, sure.
I gotta think about this. I would say this year is a blessing in disguise.
I love that for you. I love that for you. For me, I'm actually gonna use a couple words.
Okay.
One, travel.
Okay.
Two, letting go, being more relaxed about things. Mm-hmm. And three, I'd probably say family.
I like that. That's very good.
Yeah.
It was you a good guys, year. Yeah, that's good. You guys should try that. Put a phrase or
Spotify rap to your last
words.
Year
yeah.
Music.
To your 2022 experience. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's all good things.
But now we're gonna really quickly share our New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. After you hear about ours, hopefully you guys can make your own. It's kind of nice to think, oh, here's like maybe something I want to accomplish during the year, you know?
Yeah.
Gives you hope, gives you a goal, something to look forward to.
The key to this is to write down like very minimum resolutions, like three. Don't put a whole list of like try to make your life perfect, because that'll
no,
just never.
No, that you will never work.
I've tried that when I was younger.
Do this and this and this and this.
And then
and get a new face, get a new body, work out every single day, multiple times a day.
Oh no.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work. Anyways, we'll
just
go
back. And they should be more realistic too.
Yeah, very realistic. Something you can actually achieve.
Okay, what's your first one, Katie?
My first one is to learn more Japanese, just because I most likely will go back during the summer and I want to be able to communicate.
Yeah. My first one is to be happy alone. Right here I wrote down single girl era. Yeah, like just to, you know, if something does come my way, I want to make sure all my standards are met, but I don't want to have to think about that this year. I want to just think about myself and having fun, making friends and trying new things and just being myself and being kind to others and like all that stuff, like just being happy with being alone.
I definitely want to achieve that too. It's
hard.
It's very hard. My second one is to just like get out more, go to more sustainability events, do more like volunteering, just do more stuff.
Like say yes to more things.
Say yes to more things, especially school related or sustainability related.
My second one is to, well, right here I wrote down gut health, but I just want to put more foods in my body to make my body stronger and healthier and feel good for my physical and mental health. So just like more nutritious foods, I guess, putting the work into cooking that and stuff.
And my last New Year's resolution is to not lose sight of the end goal, meaning like it's okay to mess around, it's okay to have fun, it's okay to go to parties, like it's okay to do those things as long as you know what you want.
Balance
is key.
And my last one is, this will probably be the first summer where I have an internship, so just kind of learning more about what I want to do and like my career, more career focused this year. But those are our resolutions. I hope you guys make your own. I hope you have an amazing time with your family and friends this winter break.
This is the time to really enjoy and, like Melanie said, spend time with your loved ones. Check up on people. Make sure they're doing okay for the holidays, because this is also a time when people, I don't know, everything gets colder, moods go down.
Yes.
People can be in bad headspaces, so just make sure you're checking up on people. Mm-hmm. And with that, we hope you guys have a great holidays, and we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Follow our Instagram at Tackling the College Life.
If you have anything you want us to talk about in the future, feel free to reach out.
Check us out every month for a brand new episode on
Tackling the College Life.